The New England Patriots held their first practice in Arizona today ahead of the Super Bowl on Sunday, and they are dealing with a little bit of a setback for their star player, quarterback Tom Brady. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch is in Phoenix and joins us now with details. Hi, Kurt.
Sharon, greetings from the Valley of the Sun.
Oh, be quiet. So what's new with Tom Brady?
Well, I want to play you something. He talked about how great it is that Rob Gronkowski, the key player for the Patriots, the tight end, is playing this Super Bowl at 100%, because 3 years ago he had an injured ankle. It was certainly a factor in the Patriots' loss in that Super Bowl 46. And so Brady talks here about how nice it is that Gronkowski is going to play this one at full strength.
Yeah, for him to play in this game healthy is the best news for any quarterback. So he's a tough matchup. He's got to have a great game for us, and I know he's got a lot of excitement built up in the fact that he hasn't been healthy the last three postseasons, and now he is. So,
now, Sharon, did you notice anything different about Tom Brady's voice?
Kurt, once a mom, always a mom. A mother worries. The boy sounds congested. He sounds like he has a head cold.
Exactly. He confirmed it today. He says he's had it for about 4 or 5 days. His kids have it. His wife has it. And he brought it to Phoenix. I guess that's good news that he may be sort of at the tail end of this. He did say that he's taking garlic and other home remedies such as rest. So while Bill Belichick said he's not a scientist, Tom Brady isn't a scientist either. But this has to be worrisome just because, if he can't sleep well, he's an old quarterback. He really talks about rest a lot. That can be troubling, and he may not just be able to spend as much time practicing, as much time in the film room and preparations. And so it's just it's a bit of a drag, and certainly unfortunate for the Patriots at this point.
Well, Kurt, get the guy some chicken soup. And meanwhile, you also talked to Seattle Seahawks players and coaches today. How are they coming along in their preparations? What's their mood like?
Well, they seem very loose, very confident. Of course, they're coming here as the defending champions. So, they haven't been beaten in the postseason this season or last season. And, they seem like they're very much in the zone. But they're also dealing with a little bit of media attention over something that's, maybe trivial. And that's their star running back, Marshawn Lynch. He hasn't been talking to the media. He spoke at Media Day yesterday for just about 5 minutes and left, did the same thing today, and basically all of the press sort of circles the table where he's supposed to speak, talks to him or doesn't talk to him, with him not responding much, and then he leaves. And Seahawks coach Pete Carroll, defended Lynch, saying that he's just being himself.
I understand that people would like to see him do different things and like to hear him in other ways. He's not comfortable with that. So that's what he's telling you. And he's doing it exactly the way he knows how to do it best. So we understand that.
Is that becoming a big distraction for the Seahawks, possibly?
Well, I think if you're a Patriots fan, unfortunately not. This is just kind of par for the course for him. They did this last year. In some ways, it may be taking pressure and, media attention off the rest of the team.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, with the Super Bowl just a few days away now, Kurt, describe for us the scene there.
Well, I'm looking out across where the NFL Experience is set up. It's a big kind of event for football fans. A lot of people just, starting to really cram downtown Phoenix, wearing jerseys of their team. Not too many Pats players jerseys on any of those fans yet, because a lot of Patriot fans are only getting out of the Northeast now that flights are running again today.
All right, there's that blizzard again. Okay, WBUR's Kurt Nickisch joining us from Phoenix. Thanks, Kurt.
My pleasure, Sharon.